This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. We have, of course, Josh Bernstein. And Josh, I think you're tied up down because you're down there. You're only going to be available for a short period of time. I can barely hear you because it sounds like there's a lot of background noise wherever you are.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, what's the story? Because I've been following this, and it appears to me that today the hearing is happening, but I also saw that the legislature ordered more Dominion software equipment for the next election. I can't believe in the midst of this mess. They would order more equipment. What do you think?
Oh, it's insane that they would order more equipment. You know, the fact that they're going back to use the same machines that caused the problem in Arizona and Maricopa County as well as in all the other swing states is just ludicrous. And so that's not set in stone just yet. We're going to try to figure out a way to unravel that. Perhaps there may be ways to do that, maybe through legislation. Perhaps just cutting them off financially, but that's not up to me. I'm not a member of the legislature, but hopefully the people that I know and will talk to will be pushing to figure out a way to do that for sure.
Okay, so what can you tell us today? Because this looks to me like it should have been already done months ago. Why is it taking so long to come out and say the election was stolen, and we have the evidence for that? Why? What's the problem?
Well, the main reason is because Maricopa County Board of Supervisors are, you know, refusing to cooperate fully. They are withholding information. They're withholding key codes. They're withholding passcodes and tokens. And we are more than likely looking at litigation in order to try to facilitate getting this information. Their goal is to have a quote-unquote incomplete audit so that they can say, well, hey, you know, there is no true results because you didn't get to the end of the line, if you will. But as I told America's Voice today, the bottom line is we didn't come this far to just stop in the middle of this process. We will see this through, and if need be, hopefully people will go to jail for not complying with the state's ordered subpoena.
What's going on here? And I know you have the first article I see I posted from your site, and it's very interesting. I was watching Cliff High this morning about this. Is the unsustainable national debt $28 trillion? That's $86,208 per person and $1 billion a day of interest. According to Cliff High and his calculations, the economy is going to lock up like 1923 in Weimar Germany by September, which means he's not even going to, with the software and equipment, be able to even operate government. Government's going to stop by September.
Well, look, it's pretty bad. I mean, it's an unsustainable amount of money, it's $130 trillion when you add in unfunded liabilities. So you're talking $28.5 trillion of national debt, and they want to spend $4.5 trillion more, and they want to use the reconciliation process, which means they want to shut out Republicans 100% from being able to stop it. So how do you stop reconciliation? Well, you need 50 votes. So I would tell anyone listening to contact Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema in particular, because they're the ones with, you know, perhaps maybe half a brain cell left, and tell them to contact them and tell them under no circumstances will you vote for reconciliation. And that's the only way you really can kill it. Because it's not about infrastructure, and it's not about anything having to do with trains and, you know, planes and automobiles and everything else. It's truly pet projects and, you know, left-leaning, you know, environmental wish list type of stuff.
Well, I heard that right now, since the last 6 months since Joe Biden, I call him, now you like this term, I call him the cadaver in chief. Do you like that?
Yeah, he is the cadaver in chief. That's a good one. I call it the cadaver tendency.
Yeah, and what he's doing is he's actually spending money like crazy, flying out of a specific air base in Florida and in Texas to cities all over America. And what he's doing, trying to change the structure of the population already. At the current rate that's going on, he's got a million more people they brought into the country and just shipped them to parts of the country to embed them in the population. And, of course, with the fake systems of the votes, you guarantee even if they don't formally make them Americans, they'll make one way or another, they'll actually call them Americans when the next election is going on.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, with everything that went on today with the hearing, you know, we found out a couple of interesting things. Obviously, releasing the information that they're saying is national security and everything else is not true. That's been debunked. And so the sheriff in Maricopa County, Paul Canzone, is not accurate in his assessment. Right. And it's interesting. You know, as I've said before, the Democrats' number one strategy is to run out the clock. They right. know that they don't have the plenary power to stop these audits. They don't have the constitutional authority to stop these audits. The federal government can't step in and stop these audits because, again, it's a state rights issue. So, therefore, what can they possibly do? They can run out the clock. They can do litigation, you know, to try to stall the process. But the reality is, and that's why I keep saying, there's 3,143 counties in the United States of America, and there's 3,143 opportunities. And every single state should be doing these forensic audits. Arizona is the gold standard. We're going to get the job done. We're going to get the job finished.
Right. Now, the timeline of this, at the rate that we add additional states, what's the timeline? Is it the fall or is it early next year?
Say that again?
What's the timeline, this fall or early next year?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, the timeline, it really just depends because the thing is obviously we've got to finish up what we started here in Arizona, and, you know, the next step in this process is likely going to be court because they're withholding certain things that they need in order to facilitate finishing the audit. But the problem here is we cannot have Georgia and we cannot have Pennsylvania wait for Arizona's audit results to come out. It'll be too late. Remember, there's only 22 months in which a state and federal law requires them to hold on to the ballots and the images and everything else. And after that, they can be destroyed.
Why are the states waiting?
That, and that's why they're doing what they're doing.
Why are other states waiting when there are Republicans in these other states? It's not Democrats.
I don't know why they're waiting. Obviously, it's a pretty big endeavor to take on and do a complete forensic audit of any county, certainly of the size of Maricopa County. So that could be perhaps they could be fighting and having infighting with their own legislatures, the Democrats in their own states, their own assemblies. But the bottom line is the media in these respective states that are doing this, they're doing exactly what they're doing and what they did with Arizona, the secretaries of state. You've got Georgia where you have basically fake Republicans in charge, and they're fighting against it. And, you know, look at Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania. I mean, he's a warrior, an absolute warrior, doing whatever he can to try to get that audit started. And, you know, you've got directives coming down from Secretary of State saying do not work with, you know, the state legislature. These are boundaries that have never been crossed before, and they should be held accountable. They should be thrown in jail for trying to overstep these boundaries. But yet, you know, we're living in a banana republic. You know, we ought to change the stars on the flag to little bananas.
I think you're going to take that idea, right?
I am. I've been looking for it, but I can't seem to find it.
Here's my projection for the fall. Number one, we're going to have the lockup with the inflation locking up the contracts. According to Cliff High, the economy is going to lock up by the fall. In other words, the government's going to be not able to run itself. It's going to run out of money. Number two, we're going to see audits coming forward, which are going to threaten, and I expect extreme actions by the part of the federal government. The first layer is they're sending around DHS to ask people if they've been vaccinated. The second level is have nurses come by and see if they can convince you to take a needle. The third is lockdown and specific, you know, special op troops arriving like sheriffs to your home to arm. At that point, when you do that, a percentage of people are going to take the sheriffs and tell them to get off their property, or it's going to get a pit. It's going to be a battle. It's not going to be pleasant.
And
if the sheriff's exactly. thinks they're going to get away with this, with all Americans, 2 to 5% are going to actually be a pitched war with bullets and guns and knives and everything. It's not going to be pleasant, is it?
No, it wouldn't be. And again, you know, look, this is not what we want. You know, we don't want, just like...
We want people to act rational. Like, people need to have a choice.
Like, just like Representative Mark Fenton said, you know, let this be your no trespassing sign when he tweeted that out. Wendy Rogers said the same thing. Do not come into Arizona or any other state and try to go door to door. Because the bottom line is, you know, we don't want to do anything. We don't want to have violence. But here's the reality. There's going to be millions of people in this country that are not going to accept the jab, no matter what you do, whether it's for religious reasons, whether it's for health reasons, whatever the reasons may be, those are personal reasons that those people are not, under any circumstances, going to get this COVID shot. If that is the case, how can you go door to door and try to force that on people? I believe people are going to get hurt.
As I said since last year, if they try to force me at my age, almost 70, I'd rather die in the hail of bullets than the hail of vaccines. How's that?
Yeah. And, you know,
and if I'm going to go, I'm taking something with me.
By many other Americans.
And if I'm going to go and I'm going to die in my dorm.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Okay?
Right.
This is like a civil war inside the country. We're not going to submit to bullies coming in with big tanks and armed personnel carriers and at gunpoint force us to be vaccinated or grab our ass and take us off to civil detention. Not going to happen. This is when The Second Amendment is to not kill coyotes and wild animals. It's to actually stop government from doing tyranny like they're doing right now. This is not okay. Now, I preserve and think the best thing is proceed litigant actions. If they file against the insurance carriers and the legislatures and all the other people making these odd and strange decisions, because they've already made these kind of mistakes before and killed people. Remember back, I think it was the 70s or 80s, when they had the previous presidents that tried to declare they're going to force vaccinators and they caused Guillain-Barré paralysis, sending paralysis, and then stop the vaccine programs?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of crap. I mean, they don't seem to learn. I mean, and the government, if you leave them alone, they're like an uncontrolled beast. They'll take over control and they'll do shit that they don't have the authority to do. They'll take over powers that are part of our personal autonomy and try to pretend because they spend trillions of dollars they have the right to know what we decide and not to decide, and then change their mind necessarily at gunpoint. Not going to happen. I will not live in a country like that. I'd rather die than submit to that kind of bullshit. And a lot of people like me, when they think they're going to run out of people that will go out to people's homes and force vaccinate them, they're going to be very surprised by the fact they're going to start losing a lot of officers that are going to die on their job with all their body armor on. They're not going to make it. This is not like trying to control the road between Baghdad and, you know, in the airport. This is far worse. Trying to force people to take a toxic vaccine that now people are becoming aware of from lots of doctors and lawyers and so on,
yeah,
is a genocidal assault against the U.S. population by a controlled elite of freakouts that think they're going to get away with this. And I don't know why they think they tried level one. Oh, we're just going to send a nurse by and find out what your opinion is. No. Then we're going to send it by Health and Human Services or whatever that's going to have a nurse with the vaccine to say, just roll up your sleeve and submit. And then thirdly, they're going to send armored personnel people up with a gun to put to your head if you don't take a shot to grab your ass and put you in civil detention. That's where this is all going, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And now, I have done research on the real ID card and the various variations of it for over 10 years. I'm glad to see that some people like, of all people, Simon are just mentioning that now, but this is something that you and I have been aware of.
And the problem is also, our God is God. I mean, it wasn't for the intervention of the Galactic Federation of godly human and non-human beings out there to stop us from blowing ourselves to bits. The human race has destroyed us with a thermonuclear war multiple times over the last five decades. So people don't get it. They want to twist the story about aliens. Yeah, there's evil alien beings because evil is exoplanetary and transdimensional. It's the Draco reptilians primarily and the other beings with them that I'm fully aware of. People say, well, you don't know, Deagle. Yeah, I do. I know pretty well everything. Well, you're just delusional. I said, no, you're an asshole and you're not going to be cured of it. You're just an ass. And you'll notice that people don't want to challenge me because, like today, I'm going to try to bring on the show here in the next segment, Greg Ford, and he talks about the alien connection and so on. People don't want to know that they want to twist it in such a way to scare the crap out of people so they submit to a world government and they have even, quote, alien beings that are evil evangelizing us for their different scenario to destroy current world religions and families. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't.
And they think, you're delusional. No, you out there, you're delusional. I'm not. And if you think you know better than me, God help you, be suicidally stunned and call into the show. It's 877-317-6432, and I'm going to give the intellectual spanking of your life. Then I'm not merciful. I have the cruelty to teach you a damn lesson to leave a mark.
Right.
Now, people say, that's not very nice. I said, nice isn't going to work here. I've been dealing with people and trying to negotiate with many, many calls, and a lot of them I've gotten rid of over the decades because they didn't agree with me. They had stupid ideas like the rapture, like you're going to somehow, God's going to just take you away to heaven. So you just don't worry about your death or whatever. God's just going to rapture your way. No, the rapture is you're going to be taken away to the place of annihilation. How's that? It says they're going to be in the Valley of Gehenna. The rapture is not something godly. It's something where God does to those who are evil and they cast them to the lake of fire. They cease to exist. So these idiots that don't understand that our God is on a rampage now, he's pretty damn angry, and the beast nation of the world that runs the whole thing is America and our deep state. connected to the British and the communists and everything, but it ultimately is rested right with us. We are one of the most righteous nations in history and the most unrighteous, godly, God-forsaken, satanic nation running the New World Order. It's coming right from our guts. These viruses, they try to claim, even Trump, that they're all just Chinese. No. Without us giving the components, they would have nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
And that's why when you see, they don't want medical advancement in healthcare or the cause of diabetes. They don't want nutraceutical advancement in food. They want to continue giving people shots to cause ADD, ADHD, and Asperger syndrome, and brain damage, and psychotic behavior, and criminal activity. They don't want to stop that. I mean, you know, look at these funding outfits. They run all the prisons, the funding private prisons. They're the same people that run the globalism.
Yeah.
Right?
No, Dr. Deal, I can recall about 30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago, there used to be a program locally in Los Angeles called the Joe Pines Show. And he had a woman on who spoke out very strongly against vaccines. And, of course, he labeled her as a nut, as patriotic as he might have been. And years later, when she appeared as a guest on the Wally George Show, I don't know if you ever heard of him. He was sort of the founder of Trash TV, but very patriotic. And she also appeared on as a guest. And because I was more or less acting as the host in the green room with a lot of these people, she was kind enough to give me a book which she had written. And at the time I thought, well, this is a book by a crackpot. But have I ever learned so much since then? My closest confidential doctors that I trusted all these years turned out to be completely ignorant. She turned out to be completely right. And for some reason, the American people are still gullible about the so-called institution of shots and inoculations. I don't think there's really one good shot that I could justify ever taking again.
Right.
And being in the military, I took practically everything that was given to me.
Listen, I took care of the guys that took the super soldier shots. You know what they did that back in the 90s? I had one guy and his buddies who took the super soldier shots, and this one guy I took care of. When they gave him a shot in the next 6 months, he put on 6.5 inches of height from age 29. And 100 pounds of body mass and muscle, and they started to look like the Hulk with the acromegaly and everything, okay?
Yeah.
And his friends got so bad with bone pain, as it happens, it made them super soldiers. They started to commit suicide from their bone pain and other problems they started developing. So people don't get it. They think, Dr. Deagle, you're making it up. The world that I've walked in, you will never know personally, but I do. The world that I've been through, you will never see face to face, but I have.
Yep.
So you need to shut the hell up, listen, and take action, because the beast is at our teeth. His teeth is in our belly button right now. If you don't think you're being swallowed, you're just not paying attention.
Yeah. And
all right.
I'm an advocate for the millennials. They are being shortchanged. They are going to be targeted and given the shot, and an entire generation of young people is going to be...
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New jobless claims are down, hitting their lowest level since early March of 2020, as the pandemic was shutting down the economy. The Labor Department reporting 360,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That number is still higher than most analysts were expecting. The number, however, is a drop from the previous week's revised total of 386,000. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Donald suggests that Black Lives Matter is on the wrong side regarding what is happening in Cuba after the organization put out a statement blaming the U.S. embargo for the country's unrest and praising the Cuban government.
And I find it ironic that BLM loved people protesting in the streets last year, but they don't want to put blame where blame resides, and that's with the communist dictatorship in Cuba.
This is USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the Texas State Democrats who fled the state in an attempt to halt a voting reform bill. McConnell chuckling in response to Vice President Harris's assertion that the lawmakers sacrificed much in their journey to D.C.
Not like much of a sacrifice to me. They've been on a joyride on private planes with plenty of beer on board, and they're getting paid, presumably, even though they're not showing up for work.
The state Senate passed the bill on Tuesday night. More protests in southern and central Florida on Wednesday in support of the Cuban people and against the current communist regime. It was the fourth straight day of demonstrations, with many roads getting blocked off in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez saying he's hoping for change on the island nation.
There's nothing to be rejoiceful for right now, unfortunately. The only thing there is their hope that this moment becomes something bigger.
USA Radio News.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Friends that take you suckers out, and there won't be any connection with me, but you're all going to die if you start to F with me. Next day, I got the Rarito reference in the 50,000. How's that? So I want you to realize, and I hear people want to kind of put fear into Deagle. Go to hell. I'd rather die on my doorstep with a gun to my head than a bunch of vaccines stuck in my shoulder that 6 months from now or 3 months from now will kill me. I'm not going to submit to this bullshit. I'm not. Just not going to happen.
You know, and rightfully so, Bill. You know, the situation, as I understand it, is that nothing has changed. We're the government agencies are still doing the chem spraying. You know, the chemical trails. Okay, that's how this COVID thing is getting around, and of course. This issue of the COVID condition is a respiratory condition. Surprise! And it's driven. The actual agent itself is a CRISPR organized organism that it can be.
Let me be much more specific to make it real simple. mRNA is reverse engineered. Dr. Malone, I saw his interview last night, reverse engineered the first stages about 30 years ago. They took this technology, which was being designed to terminate cancer by inserting abnormal DNA into cancers, and decided to make this thing called pseudo-vaccines. They're not vaccines at all. A vaccine is a dead organism to induce natural immunity. No one's actually doing any even proper testing to determine how much of our population is naturally immune. My guess is between 50 and 60% of the population have natural immunity, which means they don't need a shot of any kind. Secondly, they don't understand that these vaccines are actually going to cause permanent damage, because what the spike protein generating mRNA does is generate microRNA that inserts into the chromosomes of mitochondria. And if you have in one cardiomyocyte 500,000 to 2 million mitochondria in the Purkinje cell in your brain, maybe up to 5 million mitochondria with its own ring chromosome. And it's the ring chromosome that's replicating and spreading the gene damage and the oxidative damage to your mitochondria, which is your energetics to your cell. Because mitochondrial death is called death. Death is mitochondrial death. When you're dead, when your mitochondria are dead, you're dead. And this virus is designed to make you sterile so your sperm don't swim, to make your ovum not sterile and move, to cause spongiform changes to your brain and cardiomyopathy and other changes, including cross-linking, von Willebrand's clotting factor, to cause hypoxia and death. Now, it's going to cause a zombie apocalypse where the frontal lobe goes less and less light. So you're going to see people driving crazy on the highway, getting into vile arguments in grocery stores, and going literally, basically without a frontal lobe, trying to behave themselves with their family, losing their marbles altogether and going complete apeshit crazy. Literally, it's the same as getting like Kuru or some brain degenerative disorder where you don't have a frontal lobe anymore. Now, people say, well, that can't be, they go. I said, you know, you're an idiot, and I can prove with imaging studies, with functional MRI scan, PET scans, etc., and quantitative electroencephalography. Well, you can't prove that. Yes, I can. If I was dead and I gave you the right test, you can still do the test, and the test will tell you, Deagle's not a nutball, you're the idiot, and you're trying to lie, and get away with it. I call it part of the liocracy. Do you like that? Instead of the democracy, I'll call them the liocracy. So what's next? What do you think is next? Because I suspect food shortages, economic collapse, and martial law this summer, and forced vaccinations, and when they start to try to do it, stage one and two, which is just send out DHS or nurses, stage three, when they start to send out people that they know are not vaccinated yet or they suspect, they're going to die on people's doorsteps. And they're going to start running out of people willing and stupid enough to challenge the public that doesn't want to be forced vaccinated at gunpoint.
You know, at this point, Bill, I need to ask, did I hear you say properly Kuru, the condition of Kuru?
Yes.
And how does that relate to the what nobody seems to know about?
Spongiform changes to your brain cells, which are caused by the specific subunits of the spike protein created and converted to microRNA to damage the mitochondria of the brain cells.
That's correct. You know, I know I dealt with it. I dealt with it in the South Pacific when I was at Motutua Hospital in the South Pacific. I actually saw some of the conditions of Kuru. Okay, and so one of the things that has me interested and I question is how does that relate to? Is there some relevance to what is called now being called long COVID, the long COVID effects?
Well, I know they want to try to see if they can differentiate, but you know, the public doesn't have to be scientists. They're starting to realize that they've been lied to, and they can't hide the data. They took 150,000 names, and we know that from the data integrity, only 1% of the people that are reported dead in the virus data, it does include 99% which haven't been reported properly, but did die or had serious side effects and had major problems. And the European data, which is better quality, has indicated a huge amount of people were dead or injured permanently by the toxic chemo shots, or I call, Francis Well calls them, you know, Franken shots.
Right. That's what you're describing here.
Right.
So it's COVID effects.
Now, where do you think, we've got another little bit, a few minutes left here. Where do you think this is going? Because, you know, my prediction is, economic collapse, they try to get rid of the Bitcoin and other things, and they're not going to succeed at that. Number two, the actual government's going to actually not be able to issue paychecks and do things to buy and do things by September. And according to Cliff Hine, I believe Cliff, he's a brilliant guy. Number three, I expect the new versions of the virus to be much more lethal, and they can't reintroduce lockdowns and so-called masks, so they don't work anyway. But these new versions are going to start killing people. The only thing to stop them is my vaccine, EduCap, which will give them immunity, and we can prove with a blood test. And my vaccine pre-post rescue will stop both the toxic chemical and the toxic pathogenic effects on their body's tissues to kill them. Now, I'm sure they're going to be enraged over it. We have a simple oral therapy that's going to stop this plague because the globalists have an intention to kill 90% of the world population. And they use it in a play on my last name, Deagle. The Deagle website, D-E-A-G-L-E, is actually the site that they talk about how they're going to kill most of us. Now, the reason is they know I'm the guy with the medical mana to save people a million by the millions with my EduCap. If you take my EduCap, you cannot die from this virus or future versions of it, like coronavirus 23 or 24. Period. Game's over. Now, that really pisses them off, but guess what? I use a policy called Digdo. I go at the enemy raging and screaming, legally and otherwise, like a wild animal ready to tear their guts out. I don't take an attitude of slinking off and trying to hide from them. I rage at them and race toward the enemy.
Now,
Digdo works. You know why? They don't know what the hell you're going to do next because there's multiple strategies. We want to get them in a position of weakness and then we want to tear their guts out. Legally, in court, or otherwise. And most of these people need to be in permanent prison or executed. And it really doesn't matter to me. I actually prefer if we had spitball prison to keep them around long enough to make our great-grandchildren be able to remember these crazy pricks and how they try to do this to the human race so people won't forget this. Because you don't want to find out 2 years from now with another group of young people say, well, I wasn't there for that. People need to remember this for centuries or millennia. This is something they don't want to disappear into the mind hole of the human race where they forget it. Like Cicero, I believe the Roman historian, said, those who do not study history are doomed to repeat it.
That was George Santayana.
Santayana, but also Cicero said it too.
That's right.
Yeah. So I want people to kind of grasp here that most people have a very short memory. They don't know history. They don't know biology. They don't ask tough questions, and they submit, just like a good I call they have lemmingitis. So what do you think is going to happen next, John? I mean, your predictions, where do you think we're going? Because you're an intel agent. You're a medical doctor. And you can see the precipice of hell that's coming here, or certainly this fall next year. I predict massive food shortages, water shortages, massive grabbing people and even putting them in a civil detention camp. Massive shortages of government to even fund federal programs. And policemen being pushed to the brink to try to actually go to people's homes and force vaccinate. And if they are stupid enough to do so, many of them are going to start dying at people's doorsteps. It's not going to be pleasant. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see American citizens killing police officers who are stupid enough to try to force a needle into someone saying it's going to save somebody. It's not going to save them. It's going to save them for their grave is what it'll do.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line. 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical. Friday is the firing line where we take your questions and issues that you call in to 888-212-8871 and talk to either Michelle or Chris. And those questions are answered on air on Friday on the Friday show, 12 to 1 Pacific, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern live. Also available on podcast. You can email at contactus@NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. We leave your question with Michelle or Chris, and we'll answer your issues or health challenges on air on the NutriMedical Report program. Listen live to your particular questions with your first name, your city, your state, where you're from, or country, and we will try to help you with your health issues with a free protocol. You can also get free protocols if you call 888-212-8871 or email us, and you'll get a free protocol. And if you've purchased even one product, you can get a call back live after the show by Dr. Bill or an email back with your specific starter protocol.
Coming back, that's a real loud bumper, but let me fill you in on the test there. Okay, turn off the bumper. Turn off the big bumper. There's a talc-lip test. You know, and I'm a surgeon, okay? I did orthopedics and plastics and eye surgery and so on, and trauma surgery. And there's a test we call, and you know this as a doctor, it's called a talc-lip test. You know this one, doctor, right? Now, the talc-lip test, you take a talc-lip, which hurts like hell, and you pinch the hell out of somebody around their neck or their groin or somewhere. And if they try to punch you in the face because they're not deep enough to cut, didn't make them deep enough with their, once they're intubated, to cut them to do the surgery to fix their body. So what I'm saying here is we're going to do a talc-lip test, and what you're doing basically is you're trying to do surgery on us against our will, and our talc-lip test is coming to our homes and requesting information that we're going to freely give you of whether we're vaccinated or not so we can submit to your globalist controllers. Ain't going to happen. And just a sign, don't trespass, isn't good enough. I want people to know that we need to be able to respond to these people with severe warnings and things they're going to say, please do not do this. I do not want to do this or hurt you. But I have to protect myself and my family from your craziness. The government, to me, has lost common sense. When you've got someone who can't be exposed to them and get sick, like military personnel who just don't get sick, if they do, it's a minor cold for a day or two, and you're going to force vaccinate them, could give them a cardiomyopathy or kill them? There's no rationale for doing that, is there? Right? Are you still there, or did you die?
Yes, no.
Okay, yeah, now, so I want you to tell me what the hell you think is next, because I see the population going to have to go through a lot more pain before they finally wake up. I see a population that can't get water, food, or even do banking in the fall when things get totally closed off and the federal government can't even operate themselves, and they move to a form of martial law thinking that's going to be a save their ass. No, it's going to guarantee the destruction, and we're going to march down to the Capitol building and arrest all these politicians, and they're going to be put into our military tribunal prisons. This is going to get very ugly very fast, and that includes these judges that won't do their damn job. You won't do your job, you're going to jail too, buddies. All right, your comments. Go ahead.
Well, at this point, Bill, I have to agree with everything you say. The whole situation right now is, of course, dependent on people waking up to the fact that, yes, the effects of CRISPR, okay, and and Nevada is flashing yellow, we'll say. But the thing is surprise. Look at what happened in Las Vegas, you know, in Nevada.
How many years ago was that now? 3.5 years ago? Where they had somebody going on a shooting spree, and they never actually solved it, did they?
And exactly what I'm saying. And that was the question I was raised earlier today. Yes, they had a massacre there, and the thing was, it happened with the idea that there were several Middle East powers, Mideast powers, that were actually in conflict over who was going to rule Saudi Arabia. Okay, and yes, Mohammed bin Salman. Okay, but the thing was, is people overlooked the fact that yes, it was a power play. And it was in the
desert. Well, look at 9/11. This is a continuation of OKC, Ruby Ridge, OKC, 9/11, and now this thing, a virus after a vaccine, and then after a vaccine, after economic collapse, and getting rid of the dollar, and the Fed court, and so on, is all moving toward a new world order, until totalitarian digital control with 5 and 6G interfacing directly with your cortex to turn the human race into functional 5G-connected cyborgs. With graphene and self-assembling nanotubes to interface with their cortex and their DNA. Sorry to say it, Iliots, this is the end of the road, isn't it?
It certainly is. And like say, you know, that was a trigger point. Okay, if somebody wanted to see, these powers that be wanted to see what would happen if you massacre somebody in the middle of the desert, which Nevada is, okay, and what happens? Nothing happened. So of course, who was the trigger man? He was a trigger man, a sharpshooter for the Central Intelligence Agency.
Right.
All right. Okay. And so that was a on point massacre. On real-time, color-corrected television, and what happened? What did the people do? They just sat there and changed the channel. They didn't do anything. And surprise, within a few weeks, surprise. There's a
they had the medical diagnosis is frontal lobe lemmingitis, where their frontal lobe is atrophied to the point where they don't take action. Frontal lobe lemmingitis.
Right, and when there should have been, you know, really extensive investigations, and there was nothing, and everybody.
Well, John, what do you think? Because here's my prediction.
Yeah.
I've heard this over and over again now that by August 13th, that's now less than a month away, John, and this is a fact. That Mike Lindell's saying that Trump will be back. That's because people don't realize we have a fake president. That's why I call him the cadaver in chief. And the vice president, I call her Kamala Hyena Harris. She's like she could sell that laugh to National Geographic and make money as a hyena. That's how good it is. She has a seriously quality hyena laugh. She literally could get lots of extra money points in Halloween from that laugh. She has a talent that we don't realize. She'd make an excellent female hyena in the high plains of Africa.
Well, I had the same laugh when I was sitting across the desk from her, looking at her, informing her that we had massive war crimes that this country was going to answer for, and it was going to be all-consuming. And she gave me that laugh, and she turned right around and said, well, yeah, the important thing is who do I answer to? Kamala Harris. Who do I answer to? And it was Nancy Pelosi. She told me this. Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein. Okay?
Yeah, well, so, those two ladies are going to get walking orders this coming year. They're going to lose their jobs. I guarantee you that with Trump endorsing, even if he never comes back into politics, Trump endorsements will determine who's going to be the government next year and in 2024. I'm hoping Trump will be back this fall, and they should give him back an extra year because he stole a year of his presidency. All right.
What do they call that? Reinstatement? I suspect that he's right, going to ride that card. Okay.
Right. Here's what I think is going to happen. The system has finally reached the point where it's going to self-immolate. I call geopolitical and spiritual, it's the same thing with the church. The churches have to start getting real. Start getting real to people, not just trying to pretend and have good songs, good music, and good shaking hands and so on. Let's get real, people. Why is the church not going apeshit crazy over this idea of critical race theory? Why don't the churches decide to get church-based schools? They don't teach this kind of crap. This is saying, they call it anti-racist, and it's the most racist crap in history. I think it's the end of America. If America was an ICU patient, it's the end of our ICU care. Either we need intravenous truth serum given to us to neutralize our disease in the Bali Pollock of America, or America's done. The nation of America isn't going to last in 2022-24 if we don't get rid of Biden as they are our cadaver in chief. We're not going to survive what's coming. But I believe my God is God, and it means God's going to make a pathway for me personally to talk to Trump probably in the next 2 weeks. And there's going to be a day, you know, I don't want to use my Italian accent. Hey, Trumpy, it's your buddy, Dr. Guillermo Diago. I've been a big supporter, but one thing, you screwed up royally on the vaccines. We're going to straighten you up and give you EduCap glory. Because you screwed up giving it to Mike Pence and Nazar and killed a lot of Americans and people around the world. And if you repent, God will reset you. You need to be our president, just like King David after he killed Uriah. This is your Uriah moment. Repent, Trumpy, and we'll get you back in power. How's that? What do you think?
Yeah.
We got to use a little humor here. We got to get through to the guy. Thanks, gentlemen. We had a great show today. Take care, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.